You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Minden Fire Department responded to a structure fire at a church building shortly before 10 o'clock Friday evening at the corner of Marshall and Constable, the former Grace Tabernacle building, formerly Parkway Baptist Church. According to reports, the building was not currently in use. Two buildings were destroyed. Firefighters remained on the scene till mid-Saturday morning. There were no injuries reported. The state fire marshal and officials from the ATF have responded. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. Minden City Police report an arrest for reckless operation, resisting an officer with force, and driving under suspension. A reminder from the City of Minden, contractors will begin work on the City of Minden street improvement projects this week. Attempts will be made to not close a street, but citizens need to be aware during the term of the project there could be temporary lane closures and intermittent redirection of traffic. Streets to be involved include East Street from Industrial Drive to Martin Luther King Drive, Carolina Street from Sibley Road to East Street, South Middle Landing from Horton Street to Shreveport Road, North Middle Landing from Shreveport Road to West Street, High Street from Shreveport Road to Bayou Avenue, Bayou Avenue from High Street to Pine Street, and Davenport Drive, Irwin Thompson Drive intersection, and Country Club Circle from Louisville Road to Germantown Road. And to avoid damage caused by road construction, any sprinkler heads near the edge of the roadway on any of those streets need to be marked today by the property owner. The Claiborne Parish Police Jury reports that the Bella Vista Road has been temporarily closed due to washout and undercut culverts. Traffic on the far end of the Bella Vista Road will be detoured through Miles Road for the current time being in Claiborne Parish. The Department of Transportation and Development advising motorists this Saturday, April 15th, the on-ramp from Old Minden Road to I-20 eastbound in Bossier will be closed from around 4 a.m. until 3 p.m. to allow crews to remove an overhead sign truss, and will also include a rolling roadblock on I-20 eastbound that will last approximately 30 minutes. Work will be performed weather permitting. Today, partly sunny with a high of 73, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, low 52 with an east wind at 5 miles an hour. Sunny Tuesday, high 75, east wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear Tuesday night, low 51, east wind 5 miles an hour. Sunny Wednesday, high 77, 20% chance for a shower Wednesday night with a low around 55. That's the area forecast. In a recent session of District Criminal Court held before Judge Doug Stinson, Rakiah Alexander pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial July 24th. Richard Barrier was fined $1,000 plus 3 years at hard labor with credit for time served for failure to notify as a sex offender. The sentence comes without benefit of probation, parole, or suspension of sentence. Fabio Cantu was sentenced to 3 years at hard labor with credit for time served for home improvement fraud. Stephen Leroy Cox was fined $1,500 plus court cost, 2 years suspended, 2 years probation for possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Cynthia Dick pleaded not guilty to possession Schedule I controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial August 14th. Tyrone Ford pleaded not guilty to simple criminal damage to property, value of $1,000 or more, but less than $50,000, and will stand trial August 14th. Cheney Garmany pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial August 14th. DeQuincy Jones pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial at a later date. Janice Renee Jordan will stand trial August 14th. For resisting an officer with force, accessory after the fact, and distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Terrell Lane pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance and will stand trial August 14th. Crystal Manus was fined $1,500 plus court cost, plus 2 years suspended, and 2 years of probation for possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Diedrich Miller was sentenced to 5 years at hard labor with credit for time served for distribution of Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Adivius Sanders pleaded not guilty to domestic abuse battery and will stand trial August 14th. Larry Tate pleaded not guilty to aggravated assault with a firearm and will stand trial August 14th. Kenny Tippins pleaded not guilty to simple burglary of an inhabited dwelling and will stand trial July 24th. Wendell Turner pleaded not guilty to simple battery and false imprisonment and will stand trial at a later date. And Justin Cassidy Miller will stand trial May 26th for battery of a dating partner. Hearings were held for defendants for legal representation. Jalen Teal, attempted second-degree murder, illegal use of a weapon. Nicholas James Wright, felony domestic abuse with child endangerment, simple battery. Tyrone Ford, aggravated second-degree battery, aggravated criminal damage to property. Timothy Grimm, bond surrender. Brandon Montgomery, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Shay Lewis, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Rodney Lane Wallace, possession Schedule II controlled dangerous substance. Samuel Dance, domestic abuse battery, disturbing the peace by being drunk. Jamal Reese, DWI, careless operation, resisting an officer, driving under suspension, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and possession of a firearm with an obliterated serial number. The Dortchiet Historical Museum at 116 Pearl will host a night at the museum this evening. The guest speaker will be Randy Grigsby, who's authored 2 books, Train to Palestine and This Labyrinth of Darkness and Light. The doors open at 5:30. Admission is free. Seating is limited. Program starts at 6, and potluck snacks and desserts are always welcome. The UCAP needs this week at 204 Miller Street include crackers, powdered milk, biscuit mix, cornbread mix, ramen noodles. Clothing include men's shoes, sizes 9.5 and up, and men's pants or jeans, waist 32 and 34, deodorant and toothpaste. UCAP is open Mondays and Wednesdays from 10 a.m. till 1 p.m. at 204 Miller Street. A free workshop on managing your forest and open land for early successional wildlife habitat is scheduled for Tuesday evening at the Bossier Parish Library Center, 2206 Beckett Street in Bossier City. You're urged to pre-register if possible. On-site registration will start at 5:15 Tuesday evening. Program starts at 6. Guest speaker will be biologist Terry Johnston. For those who wish to pre-register or need more information, you can call or text 318-237-8350. The town of Sibley will hold a cleanup day this coming Saturday. You must be a resident of Sibley to participate, and you need to sign up by calling Sibley Town Hall at 377-0345. The Germantown Bluegrass Festival is scheduled for Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Minden Fairgrounds. Bleachers will be available, but you can bring your own chair. Admission $5 per person over age 12. Admission for ages 12 and under is free. There will also be a complimentary shuttle bus running to Germantown from the fairgrounds every 30 minutes from 10:30 a.m. till 3 p.m. on Saturday. For information, call 927-6961. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. And our first item up, a 6-drawer dresser for sale at 560 5-7-3-1-4-5. They have a 6-drawer dresser for sale. Call 5-6-0-3-1-4-5. A fish cooker for sale for $250. 382-5638. Fish cooker for sale for $250 at 382-5638. Wanted, an egg incubator. Call 4543. Please leave message if no answer. Wanted, an egg incubator at 4543. If no answer, leave a message. Wanted, a clothes washer at 371-9015. Wanted, a clothes washer at 371-9015. Wanted, a small freezer. Call 707-3525. If no answer, please leave message. Wanted, a small freezer. They're at 707-3525. Please leave message. Fresh eggs for sale, $3 a dozen at 707-0069. They have for sale fresh eggs, $3 a dozen at 707-0069. Wanted, a car or truck or SUV. They have for sale 2 refrigerators. Call 382-5626. Wanted, a car, truck, or SUV. And they have 2 refrigerators for sale at 382-5626. Wanted, a set of twin size beds with the mattresses. They need all that at 382-2236. Wanted, a set of twin size beds and mattresses. They're at 382-2236. A flat screen TV for sale. Make an offer. Call 5217. For sale, a flat screen TV. Make offer at 5217. Wanted, a 4.3-liter motor for a 98 GMC Sonoma. Call 207-5439. That's wanted, 4.3-liter motor for a 98 GMC Sonoma at 207-5439. For sale, 2 twin-size beds, $350. Call 2055. That's for sale, 2 twin-size beds, $350 at 2055. For sale, a 6-foot-tall decorated Christmas tree, $150. At 288-1460. That's a 6-foot-tall Christmas tree. It's already decorated. And they're asking $150. Call 288-1460. They have for sale 3 tires from a camper trailer. Size 235-8516. They're $10 each. Or buy all 3 for $25. And wanted, laying hens. Call 780-5239. That's for sale, 3 tires from a camper trailer. They're size 235-8516. They're $10 apiece or all three for $25. And they're looking for laying hens. 780-5239.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.